This is a Cortez Radio news update. After more than two decades, with local internet provider Twincom has become the face of City West throughout much of our region. In this morning's interview, he explains how this came about and gives a few more details about the Last Mile project that will bring more reliable, high-speed internet to homes on Cortez and Quadra Islands, as well as other communities throughout our region.
It really started with me being involved with the undersea fiber project. So that's with the SRD and City West was their partnership. So I was heavily involved with that because I was trying to get more fiber for Twincom so we can better serve our Twincom customers. What happened was that project continued and they got the grants and everything. And then we were trying to work out a deal last fall between Twincom and City West that kind of fell through a little bit. And then City West just offered me a job. Me knowing that they got the grants already, I decided it was in my best interest to switch teams. And then at the same time after that, I got them both back at the table to make some type of deal. So right now we're sort of in negotiations to see if City West can purchase Twincom. That way it's a smooth transition. But it's very entirely possible that both the CEOs decide not to make a deal. I mean, that's not set on my hands now, but I brought them both back to the table. That's how it all happened. It was kind of like I was just trying to get more fiber for Twincom. And because I'm heavily involved in this area with communications, they just knew that I was the right person to be the regional manager, I guess, for the fiber drops that are coming. I'm working from home right now, but I'm working from Cortez. But this new job, like we're going to be servicing multiple islands and Vancouver Island as well at some point, because we're going to start to expand down south. And that's City West's prerogative right now. They're trying to really expand and push their limits, which is great. And I'm going to be the person down here that does that. So right now I'm working from home and I'm just traveling around Cortez mostly right now, but it's going to be Quadra Tube and Vancouver Island and what have you, because our office, CO office, you might say, is going to be in Kelm River when the undersea water project comes to fruition. And then there's some other communities that we may serve in the future.
Bliss Landing and Powell River and Texas Island.
Yeah, all of those places.
Any other ones?
Well, these are all kind of in the works. We're talking about them, but the undersea water project is going to Bliss Landing and it's going to, not in Powell River yet, but it's going to Vananda. I'm going to like Texada. And that was by design, by me actually wanting the internet there, right, for Twincom. So it's just kind of interesting. And there's some other places on Vancouver Island I can't talk about yet. It's in the works of trying to get money for that. Grants, we're saying. And then I'll be the regional manager for those as well. It's a huge project. This undersea water project has been put on by the SRD and City West, and fiber runs right from Vancouver through 100 and some communities all the way up to Prince Rupert. It's an amazing project, really.
So what does the Last Mile project look like now?
Well, the Last Mile project is in October. We are going to have engineers and a crew on island, and we're going to start laying the fiber. So micro trench technology. So it's very little disturbance. They can go under roads and that kind of thing. So a small digging device that will actually dig underneath the road and come back up. And anything that's disturbed, they'll replace to its original form. It's really great. And you don't have to be along the poles, which here, like when you think about storms and that kind of thing, it's the best way you can go. Because, you got trees over top of those lines. It's not good. Also, at the same time, then you'd have to deal with TELUS and BC Hydro or what have you to actually repair that business. But so they'll be here in October. December, Cortez Island will be the first place in the south here that is connected to this undersea water project. That's the plan. Hopefully we meet those timelines and keep on that, of course. But then sometime in 2022, we'll have fiber to the home here on Cortez.
Can you say about the reliability, speed, that kind of stuff?
Okay. Yeah. So reliability, it's going to be amazing. You're not going to see any types of downtime. It's not affected by weather or anything like that. Various speeds, you can get up to 1 gig per second with some of the plans with City West. But you have to pay the money for that. But you can get 20 megs down for $50 a month.
How much would 1 gig a second cost?
$140 per month. Okay. Up to 1,000 down, 100 megs up. No limits.
So what would somebody who's uploading and downloading from the internet every day and also watches Netflix at night use?
I would say you can get Quantum 50, which is $70 a month, basically up to 50 megabits down, 5 megabits up, no limits. And that would totally serve what you're doing. I can guarantee you're not using more than that. Okay, you can go to Quantum 20 because you're actually getting 20 megs down and around 5 meg up right now. But the Quantum 20s, 20 down, 2 up, it's $52.45 a month. I would recommend everyone go to Quantum 50 right away. It's $70, but it's 50 down, 5 up, no limits. So you can use as much as you want. But Quantum Gigabit is $140 a month and up to 1,000 down and up to 100 megabits up. Like, that's amazing.
Do you have any thoughts for the guys on Quiches?
It's free to sign up. It makes total sense to just sign up for the dropping in campaign. citywest.ca/dropping-in. And you go to that website, you fill out your address and it's free. And then if you do it now, before the end of the summer, let's say, it's the best to do it that way, because then everyone can plan, right? The engineers can plan, and then they'll be here in October to lay the fiber. But if you do it afterwards, it's going to cost you money to sign up. So it's free to get fiber right to your home if you sign up now. So that's what I'd like to say to the Cortez residents.
You've been listening to an interview with Dino Tsakanas, the new regional manager for City West, about the plan to bring faster, more reliable internet to our area.